Of course, there, lots of things have been said about police violence. My own experience was a little different, basically because I was off the square the moment they started evacuating it, and I actually asked to be arrested because I knew my wife was on the square being held with her students. When I saw what happened to the protesters later on, because I didn't see it, I was totally shocked. I've noticed that, in my opinion, the Brussels police force was not prepared to be confronted with totally nonviolent people. They were actually more thinking of these are dangerous people who are going to be violent, and they were kind of taken aback, a lot of them, by the fact that we weren't. You can march all you want and ask for a permit to march, and then you will march. And you all feel good, and the police will even escort you, and you go home, and you feel great, and nothing changes. The only big changes, social changes, policy changes, that came about quickly was when enough people were willing to make the sacrifice to be at least arrested temporarily, and some even go to jail. Gandhi is a good example. Rosa Parks is a good example with the segregation in the United States. So I think it's important, first of all, that it's not only about police violence, and I would like to add to that I was treated rather well. I think now a lot of people run the risk of being people being afraid to come next time. But actually, when the police came to the square, they give you the chance to leave. You don't have to be arrested. They give you the chance to leave. They actually have to tell you three times before they can arrest you. So a lot of people who were there, older people, people who had their children with them, they left as soon, and they got the chance to leave.